Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. Hosts of the TV show Beacon Retirement Strategies on Channel 4 every Saturday morning. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
The steep losses on Wall Street is a painful reminder that the stock market is not immune to risk. Just when people thought the bull market was unstoppable, they saw their investments portfolio plummet by 30% in the blink of an eye. But when you retire, there will be other risks that threaten your financial security, other risks than the stock market, and most people won't even see them coming.
Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christa here with you this morning. Thank you for tuning in. We've got a great show for you today. We're looking at risks, and unfortunately, risks are those things that are often ignored or overlooked. And so ask yourself this, what if the $3 trillion stimulus package causes taxes to go through the roof in retirement? I mean, that's a very real risk that we were looking at. And what if the skyrocketing cost of healthcare is no longer affordable? Or ask yourself this, what if you live to be 90 or 100 years old, but your money runs out at 85? These are some very serious risks that we want to look at today to help you prepare yourself for things like this, John.
Yeah, so today on this show, we're going to be talking about six overlooked risks that can threaten your financial security and retirement. And this is going to include things like why sequence of returns risk matters. And you may not have even heard that before, but that's huge. Why Fortune magazine says there is a monumental tax increase coming ahead for a lot of folks. Plus, why inflation is regarded as the silent killer of your retirement. So several things we're going to talk about that are really pertinent to you and your retirement today.
So Wall Street Journal, recent sell-off, right? We're still kind of experiencing that, trying to figure out what's next. Of course, unemployment rates going through the roof. Sequence of returns risk is bigger today than it probably has ever been. And if you're not addressing this risk, if you don't have a plan for this risk in your portfolio, in your retirement plan, you're setting yourself up for a fall. And so, Pete, let's just kick off with this risk. What exactly do we mean when we say sequence of returns risk?
Well, it's kind of like this. You can choose like what day, month, or year you want to retire, but what you don't get to choose is what the stock market is actually going to be like at that retirement date, or especially the first year or two or three that you retire. So let's say that you retire and the first 3 years are really good up years in the market. That helps you significantly because they're on the front end. If you retire and there's one, two, or three negative or bad years in the market right after you retire, it can literally devastate in some cases and will have significant effect on the rest of your retirement. So again, it's just something about the combination of stock market losses in those first years and your withdrawals during that period. So according to CNBC, retiring in a down market can mean two-thirds less money for the rest of your life. This was an article they came out with, and there's a lot of great info in there, but one of the things it talks about, two people retiring just 2 years apart. First one in a market downturn, the second in an upturn. 15 years later, if you look back, that person who retired and took withdrawals during that early period can have two-thirds less for the rest of their life just because of what the first 12 months were like.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this is huge today. Sequence of good and poor stock returns can also impact your retirement, your savings amount, regardless of if long-term rates go up or down. And, you know, I will say that this has never been more important than today for several reasons. You know, we had this massive sell-off in the market that nobody really saw coming around COVID-19. And we've had this nice relief rally as about the 23rd, 24th of April. The stock market that sold off, Pete, had gained back a little over 50% of what it had lost from its all-time high. And that's a good thing. And so most people with their investments are back to where they were in April of 2019, somewhere around that level. That's going to be a little different for everyone. But do you think that the risk is over? I mean, the bottom line is most economists think in the second quarter, which we are just about to go into, in the second quarter, GDP, for example, could contract anywhere from, some say 9%, others say as much as 30%. Earnings are going to be impacted. Now, that doesn't mean the market's going to go down or not come back from there. But if there are further risk in the summer months and your portfolio has recovered to where it was in April of 19, if you could take your money back to April of 19 and you could de-risk potentially if that was suitable for you, or you could at least find out whether or not you should look at that, would you take that opportunity? Well, guess what? People today, they have that opportunity.
Yeah, and I mean, if you have a 401k and the market's going down, it's painful to watch that money begin to drop and how long it took to build up and how short a time it takes to go away. But if you're newly retired and you see that, that is really a double whammy because now you're taking money out. You're not putting it in. So that person who's 45 years old and they're still putting money in their 401k, it's still not pleasant to look at the statements when they're down, but they're buying on sale right now. And in the long run, that will benefit them. But if you're taking money out as it goes down for 12, 18, or 24 months, that's significant. You see, when a retiree withdraws assets when the market is down, losses on those assets are locked in, and the investment value that has been removed through your withdrawals has no potential to ever increase when the market rises. So again, it's different for a person who's in the stage of life where they are retired and drawing income.
Some tips that you should be doing. Number one, look at your risk right now, really understand it. Need to reestablish your target allocation. Very seldom do we find that people actually do that routinely. Consolidate accounts to simplify rebalancing, to make sure you're not overweighted in one area or another. Reevaluate your fund selection. Just because you had a fund 3 months ago doesn't mean that you should today. You know, you should rebalance everything that you have, every investment, IRA, 401k, deferred account, brokerage account, adjust contributions potentially, and certainly have a rebalancing strategy across all of the accounts that you have. And if you're not having regular meetings with your financial advisor and having these types of conversation, then frankly, you should be searching for one that is doing that.
Yeah, unfortunately, many people are going to lose a lot of money in the stock market right now because of moves that they've made, maybe selling that they did at the wrong time or not rebalancing ahead of time. And that's not a scare tactic. That's just the truth. But there's a silver lining in all the chaos that nobody's talking about that we're going to discuss on the show today, but you need to be thinking about right now. This downturn in the stock market could be your best opportunity in over 40 years to save a small fortune in taxes, not just the performance of your investments, it's the taxes on it. So we'd love for you to be able to learn how you could save tens of thousands, sometimes even hundreds of thousands, with what we call our free retirement tax analysis.
And Pete, this free analysis, this is another analysis that can be done over the phone or in a web-based video conference. So don't think just because you can't come into the office, all things are lost. These are things that we can continue to help you with in the safety of your own home. So we gather some basic information from you, and then we go to work. We find the biggest opportunities that could reduce your taxes with your IRA, your 401k, your Social Security benefits, those investment income, and more. Now, some advisors, unfortunately, they charge thousands of dollars for a customized analysis like that. But if you're one of the first 10 qualified callers this morning, we'll underwrite 100% of the cost because you're a listener to the show. So if you've saved more than $100,000, be one of the first 10 callers and ask for your free analysis right now. 615-619-1615. Again, don't miss this short window of opportunity that we have right now that could save you money in taxes and retirement. So give us a call this morning. 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615. Again, that number is 615-619-1615.
Well, coming up next, why your IRA and 401k is really a joint account between you and the IRS. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. Stick around.
Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
Well, do you have an IRA or a 401k? You want to think of that as being your own money. I get that, but it's really a joint account between you and Uncle Sam or the IRS. But if you take advantage of some preventative tax planning strategies right now and plan that over time, you could significantly reduce the taxes that you owe Uncle Sam and keep more of the hard-earned money that you've earned all over these years in your pocket working for you and your family.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here with you in studio. Today, we're talking about six overlooked risks that could threaten your financial security when it comes to your retirement. So coming up this segment, we're going to look at how you could dramatically reduce your taxes with your IRA, your 401k, your Social Security benefits, that investment income, and much more. But before we get there, John, unfortunately, for the time being at least, you and Pete are not hosting any educational retirement events in person, obviously for safety reasons, but that hasn't stopped you from helping get that, you know, that vital retirement information out there. And I know one of the things you guys are offering are educational webinars. Can you talk a little bit about what those are?
Yeah, this is some great information because just because we're not getting out as much as population, even as the state of Tennessee starts to open back up again, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be addressing your finances because the market's open every day. So if you want some great information, go to beaconcm.com/webinars, click on the events, and you can register for these events for free. And some of these are pre-recorded and some are going to be live. They're all between 20 and 25 minutes long. Again, these are all free. It's great information. These are going to be topics like, how is the coronavirus impacting your retirement? Four common mistakes that people make when claiming their Social Security benefits. This is a huge issue that people right now are claiming Social Security in the middle of all this. And just like when the economy is good, they make bad choices when the economy is good and when the economy is both good and bad. But once you make one of these decisions on Social Security, it's permanent. So you need good information about that. Now, we're also talking about how to navigate market volatility, and we think we're going to see market volatility as we go through the summer months. And then coming up on May 6th and May 7th, May 6th at 11 a.m. and May 7th at 4, understanding the SECURE Act. That has an impact on anyone that's listening out there that this SECURE Act just passed recently. We've got two live webinars, May 6th at 11 and May 7th at 4. You can, again, register for any of these webinars by going to our website, beaconcm.com/webinars.
All right, so this from MarketWatch. The most surprising and complex set of retirement rules that boomers must navigate in that maze of retirement are taxes. And so for some, taxes in retirement, they're going to, and I'll just call them hidden taxes for many in retirement, are going to be really a big, nasty surprise. And so, Pete, our risk number two that we're going to look at this morning, to make sure you're bracing yourself, and I'll go beyond bracing yourself, and I'll say prepare yourself for those higher taxes in retirement. And this includes taxes, particularly includes taxes on your IRA, your 401k.
Yeah, and I'm going to get to that in just a second, but I want to come back to something you mentioned a little bit earlier. Our world has changed. And people are listening to the radio show and they're getting the information. They're like, I don't want to go into your office. We're not supposed to really connect with people. And maybe I'm of an age like Pete where I'm older and I'm a little bit nervous of that. But I love the fact that the best way that people can respond to this information today, and especially this part about taxes, is just pick up the phone and give us a call. And we'll set up a brief 10-minute phone call and just talk to you and see if it needs to be something that's a longer meeting or developed even further. We can do that over the internet or web-based, Zoom, whatever it happens to be. So again, give us a call, 615-619-1615, because folks, you need a tax plan. Not just a plan to pay taxes, you need a tax plan. And do you really have one? Or do you just think you maybe have something, but I'm not really sure. Well, taxes on your IRA and 401k. You have a silent partner in that 401k, and they could take a chunk of it, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 in taxes. If you thought taxes were going to be high in the future before the stimulus, when we were $22 or $23 trillion in debt, what are we going to be a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And who's going to pay for that? Eventually, it has to be paid for. And people with IRAs and 401ks, those are the people with money. And those are the people that they're going to have to go after. And so having a tax plan now, and while taxes are lower, with the taxes that were changed, but now we've only got 4 to 5 years left to take advantage of those. There is a real opportunity here, John.
And when you talk about required minimum distributions, which is also something that's going to impact folks, contributing money to your IRAs or your tax-deferred accounts, 401ks, that's pretty easy. That's what you're told to do by our industry. That's what you're trained to do, and that's what most folks have done. You stash away your money in these deferred accounts like your IRA or 401k retirement account, and then you get a tax break as you're saving. But when you retire, well, that's a whole different story, because then Uncle Sam, the government, they want their cut. And so they're going to force you to withdraw these tax-deferred monies from these accounts. Now it's 72, whether you want to or not. And if you need it for income, which a lot of folks do, because so many people rely on their savings in 401ks and deferred accounts for income, you're going to have to pay taxes on it. You know, there was some not so good news from Investopedia on March 7th, 2020. President Trump signed a $2 trillion coronavirus emergency stimulus package into law, which certainly helped a lot of people. And is helping to bridge these next few months in the economy and stabilize some things. But I'll tell you what, that's going to add to the tax bill of the country. And one of the other things was that the CARES Act did waive the required minimum distributions for 2020. So if you're under required minimum distribution rules, you don't have to take it this year. But what an opportunity, Pete, to, you know, start planning for taxes. You don't have to take the RMD this year, and taxes are probably going to go up in the future. So what's your plan to not eliminate but reduce taxes on those required minimum distributions over what could be a really long retirement life?
Oh, good point, John. And timing seems to be everything. And I think the conventional wisdom, to a certain degree, a common myth, I'd even say, many people believe that they're going to be lower taxes when they retire. And unfortunately, I think that may be wishful thinking for many, many people, even in Middle Tennessee, because what they're going to find is taxes could be much higher. This is from Forbes. Taxes could double in the next 10 years to pay for the ballooning national debt, the swollen Social Security and Medicare rolls. For most people, the enormous unfunded liabilities of the federal government, like we just talked about, a lot of them linked to the ongoing retirements of the enormous baby boomer generations, plus the stimulus package and everything else, is something that we are going to have to face, but many of us, we simply don't want to. We don't want to look at the reality that could cause.
Yeah, according to CNBC, your marginal tax rate could jump to as much as 46% when the Trump tax cuts expire in 2025, and that's not far off. And then you add $2, $3, $4, I don't know what it'll be, $1 trillion in stimulus when it's all done to get through all this. You know, it isn't free, folks. Somebody has to pay for that. And that somebody is going to come from people with some money. And so you have an opportunity right now. We just can't say that clear enough, strong enough, without almost seeming like we're begging you. Because, you know, again, everybody just watches their performance. But what about your taxes? And if you can save money in taxes, an extra 10%, 15%, 20%, that's adding significant dollars to your pocket.
You can learn what these tax planning strategies are with our retirement tax analysis. And so again, it starts with a 15-minute phone call. We gather some basic information, and then we go to work and we find the biggest opportunities available to you, customized for you and your situation, that could significantly reduce your taxes. Again, we're going to look at taxes on your IRA, your 401k, your Social Security benefits, your investment income, more, and figure out what are the right opportunities for you. And again, unfortunately, some advisors will charge you thousands of dollars for a customized analysis like this. But if you're one of the first 10 qualified callers to the show this morning, we're going to underwrite 100% of the cost because you're a listener to the show. And again, it starts by scheduling a simple 15-minute phone call. And again, let me say it again, these analysis can be done over the phone or web-based video. We make it very simple for you. So if you save more than $100,000 or more for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule time to get your free analysis, 615-619-1615. Again, that number is 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
The number one fear of retirees? We're going to tell you what it is when we come back.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-619-1615.
That number is 615-619-1615.
According to MarketWatch, more than 6 in 10 baby boomers feared running out of money before they died, more than they fear death itself. Do you fear being 85 years old, full of life, but flat broke?
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here in studio. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Today, we're looking at 6 overlooked risks that could threaten your financial security when it comes to your retirement. So coming up in this segment, we're going to look at why living longer is both a blessing and a curse, plus how you could protect yourself from the skyrocketing cost of healthcare and long-term care. But first, Pete, let's talk about retirement information and, again, educational information, because you and John aren't able to host any in-person dinner events, but there are other ways people can continue to gain that valuable retirement information and educate themselves on the principles that make up a good retirement game plan.
Yeah, absolutely. So information is power. You need to be learning constantly and not just by watching the media on TV. They are not financial advisors that are taking on clients like you. And we are. And so we'd love the opportunity to help you. And one of the ways is simple, because you can do it on your own time, these podcasts. So we're doing different topics like required minimum distributions, how to pay less taxes on those, what's the best strategy of when and how and where to take those from, and how about taxes? Again, one of our subjects here today, taxes. Boy, I get all, you know, my throat just closes up.
You talk taxes, right?
I think about taxes. I'm like, oh, Pete. There's so much to say and so much great planning that can be done. And then risk. Most people just don't understand the amount of risk they have. They should know now, because when the market went down 30% in 22 days, a lot of you saw how much risk you actually have. And then annuities, the good, the bad, the ugly, the ones to steer clear from and possibly the ones to consider. And spend a few minutes with us just breaking down the pieces of these. These are just 20, 25 minutes in length. They're easy to understand, but it's great information. The podcast is available on iTunes or Spotify, or you can always go to beaconcm.com/podcast, or just go to our website, beaconcm.com. Go to the section where you can ask us a question and just say, hey, can you guys send me the link so I can get on these podcasts?
That's perfect. Well, Pete, you said earlier, but the number one fear that retirees have over death is going broke. A new study from MarketWatch showed that more than 6 in 10 baby boomers feared running out of money before they feared death itself. And again, that was 3,200 baby boomers by the financial firm Allianz that did that study. So risk 3, which again is a blessing and a curse, is you could live a whole lot longer than you really think you could.
Yeah, you know, Ben, that analysis that Allianz did was several months ago.
Yeah,
I wonder what that number is now after the recent events with coronavirus and the questions about the future. I bet it's higher. Mm-hmm. You know, people are living longer, and that is leading the charge for this concern. You know, Pete's favorite word, a centenarian, because it took me like 2 years to be able to pronounce that right. Someone who's had their 100th birthday, which is almost unheard of. There's now an estimated 450,000 centenarians living in the world today. Imagine what that number is going to look like 20 or 30 years from now. From Forbes, for those couples who reach age 65, 50% will have one partner live past 92, and 25% will have a partner live past 96. That means that one partner has a 1 in 4 chance of making it through 31
wow.
years of retirement. The thing to add to that is those are happily married couples. If you're not happily married, there's probably a radio show for you too. It's probably not your radio show. But the bottom line is people are living longer.
Yeah, and John, just for learning how to pronounce that, I'm going to invite you to my centenarian birthday party in 39 years.
It's next year.
You probably won't even remember what planet you're on in 39 years. But this past week, in fact, I talked to one of the clients that has been with Beacon when I first started Beacon many, many years ago in the late 90s. The husband has now passed away. She's 89, will be 90 next month. In June, she'll be 90. So when I think about that and hearing her voice on the phone and how with it she was, I'm like, she'll be a centenarian. She's on pace to live to be 100. Mm-hmm. And never would she and her husband have dreamed down in Tullahoma, Tennessee, mm-hmm. that she would live this long. And so Many of my clients have been retired 2 and 3 decades long. So, I mean, longevity can be a snowball effect. The longer you live means that the more the expenses pile up, and what kind of inflation will you see over your lifetime? So having a plan is very, very important.
Starts with a simple 15-minute phone call. So this morning, if you save more than $100,000 or more for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule time to get your free analysis. Call 615-619-1615. Again, what you learn from this simple analysis, it could accelerate your plans to retire even by years. And then when another major component to that blessing and the curse is, yes, you get to live longer and spend more time with your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, but there's one other cost that kind of follows that, and that's the skyrocketing cost of healthcare. So this from Investopedia that I came across earlier this week. Unexpected medical bills are a major concern for many retirees. Prescription drugs are a major issue, especially for those chronically ill. And again, none of us plan on being chronically ill. It just sometimes life happens to us and we look up. So older people who usually have great healthcare needs may require frequent treatment for a number of different health-related issues. And that's why we want to look at risk number 4 this morning, which is addressing the skyrocketing cost of healthcare and long-term care, John.
Yeah, and one of the analysis that we do, we come on the show every week and we talk about analysis. You know, by the way, Pete, just to go back a little bit, when I'm in the old folks home with you, we're probably still going to be doing this radio. It'll be the first nursing home radio show to financial advisors down the road. And
everybody will just scatter in the
right.
other direction.
That's right. Everybody will get healthy all of a sudden because
they'll
want to leave the home.
Those two loony guys just can't shut up money.
So, you know, healthcare, I mean, it's just a huge deal. And it's something that many times is left out of the budgets for people as they retire. And they don't realize it's not just long-term care. That's one component. It's one of the analysis that we have with a healthcare expert we have on our team is we can run a Medicare analysis for you and your family and give you an estimate based on your ages and projected cost and the growth of those costs over retirement, how much you're going to have to allocate for healthcare costs. And I'll tell you, it's pretty accurate. And if it is half of what the estimates are, it's something you better budget for. And then you have, you know, additional things to just your healthcare, long-term care, all these things that we talk about. And so just ignoring this, Pete, is one of the worst things that you can do. And we tell folks all the time, everybody look at their investments just in terms of return, and that's really important, but it's not just what you return, it's what you keep. Fees play a part of that. Taxes plays a part of that. And guess what? Not being prepared for healthcare costs is gonna play a part in that. So there's a lot of things to look at, and retirement healthcare is a huge issue.
And some of the best preparation for retirement is to really have an income plan. And your income plan should include how you're gonna cover unknown and unpredictable healthcare costs. So for the average 65-year-old couple, there's nearly a 50% chance that you or your spouse will live to be age 92. There's a 25% chance that one of you will live to be 97. On the one hand, congratulations. On the other hand, good luck. Because if you live to be 90 years old, you could go without a paycheck for 3 decades or longer. So you're needing to have that income plan supply the lifeblood of your retirement. So you need a good plan, a well-thought-out written plan to generate income in retirement. The good news is today there are some surprising good options for creating retirement income that most people don't even know exist that could help their money last as long as you do, hopefully even longer. Find out what those things are through, again, what we call our retirement income analysis.
That's a good analysis, Pete, the retirement income analysis. And what you learn from this simple analysis, simple yet very effective analysis, it could literally accelerate your plan to retire by years in some cases, and or dramatically improve your lifestyle in retirement, no matter how long it lasts. So the good news, this is another analysis that can be shared over the phone or a web-based video conference. We make this simple. It starts with a simple 15-minute phone call. So this morning, if you've saved more than $100,000 or more for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule time to get your free retirement income analysis right now at 615-619-1615. Again, that number this morning is 615-619-1615.
Well, coming up next, why the Wall Street Journal is saying get ready for the return of inflation and how it could have a devastating impact on your retirement. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615.
Well, according to Investopedia, even low rates of inflation can seriously erode the well-being of retirees. A period of unexpectedly high inflation, well, that could be devastating. And the years and years of low inflation could be far over as we move forward from here.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here in studio with you this morning. Thank you for tuning in. And today we are talking about six overlooked risks that could literally threaten your financial security in retirement. And so coming up, this final segment this morning, we're going to talk about how to safeguard your savings from retirement's silent killer, or what we would say is inflation, plus how successful retirees are getting around record low interest rates on CDs and savings accounts. So this from Investopedia, guys. Inflation should be an ongoing concern for anyone living on a fixed income, because even low rates of inflation can seriously erode the well-being of retirees who live for many years. A period of unexpectedly high inflation, well, it can be devastating. So our fifth risk that we want to talk about this morning, that unfortunately is another one of those that is often overlooked when it comes to a retirement game plan, is what we call the silent killer, Pete, and that's inflation.
Yeah, and the longer people live, the again, like you say, the more inflation can really cut into their income in retirement. You need to have a plan for this. So let me ask you this. Do you have a plan for inflation? Do you know what's going to happen, even with the recent stimulus that was put in? Is that going to contribute to higher inflation? And over a period of 5, 10 to 20, even 30 years, how much will the cost of goods and services that you need for retirement, how much will they go up? Well, according to The Economist, COVID-19 could lead to the return of inflation eventually. Wall Street Journal, get ready for the return of inflation. We don't know if these things are true, but you need to be thinking ahead. There's another article, Seeking Alpha, Inflation is Coming. And so it talks about the pent-up demand for certain types of goods and so on. And so we've talked about taxes, risk, healthcare plan, inflation. If you want to talk to one of us and ask a few questions and get some things answered, it's as simple as a phone call. It's just 10 minutes. You don't have to leave your home. 10 minutes over the phone, we'll answer some questions for you. The number to call, 615-619-1615. Phones are still working. We're talking to hundreds of people every week here at the office. We'd love the opportunity to answer your questions about any of those things.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, this is the case of just even 1 or 2, even 3%, Pete, when you talk about inflation. It may not seem like much, sounds kind of subtle, but if you add that up over 20 or 30 years, it could have a massive impact on your lifestyle and retirement. And that's why the whole aspect of inflation is called the silent killer. It's a little at a time. Mm-hmm. You don't really notice it. 1, 2, 3% doesn't seem like a whole lot. The dollar's lost 21% of its purchasing power in the last decade alone. Think of that, 21%. How much value is it going to lose over the next 20 to 30 years in your retirement? Mm-hmm. I think that's a good question. Fixed incomes can get absolutely crushed by inflation. Ignoring inflation could mean the difference between you enjoying everything you've dreamed of and worked so hard for in retirement versus just getting by.
Well, guys, if you've been to the bank lately and you've looked at the interest rates on a CD or your savings account, I mean, it's almost like we're paying the bank to have our money there.
Carry an extra check with you to pay them for holding that steady.
That's right, just to keep that money there. The low interest rates, and as soon as we think that they couldn't go any lower, you know, we look up and the Fed lowered it here. So that is our sixth risk this morning, our final risk that we want to look at. And it's trying to have a plan that can help address these low interest rates that we see at the bank with CDs, savings accounts, and the whatnot, John.
Well, you know what a CD stands for, Pete.
Yes, I do. Go ahead. Tell the people.
You think it stands for Certificate of Deposit. It stands for Certificate of Depression.
Pretty much. Or Disappointment.
Disappointment.
That's right.
Somewhere in between there or both. you know, from CNBC, with interest rates that are really near zero, preserving retirement income gets a little risky. You know, in the wake of the emergency rate cut by the Federal Reserve to combat the effects of COVID-19, savings accounts, CDs, even treasury yields are down significantly. And for savers in need of a reliable retirement income through their golden years, it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. I mean, that's just the truth. And that's according to Eric Jacobson, who's a senior analyst of fixed income strategies at Morningstar. If you've invested $250,000 in a one-year CD today, it's probably going to yield less than $385 a month in interest, and that's before taxes. I mean, again, you got to think about taxes. With record low interest rates at the bank and no end in sight, you got to ask yourself, how are you going to generate income through this period of time?
Well, if your market money is going down and then your other money that's more for, you know, to be conservative and protect, and that's not making anything, then really nothing is doing well at that point. But the good news is there's always good solutions. There's always things that, you know, you may not make a killing, you may not make double-digit returns, but there are ways to get good returns right now. And the best thing you can do is create a comprehensive financial game plan. Set that game plan in motion and then constantly be adapting that game plan to what the economy throws at you. If you don't have a financial game plan, a really comprehensive one that covers all the bases, you're going to set yourself up to fail. And so having a plan is very, very important. And in the face of stock market panic, those who planned ahead of time are cool as a cucumber. They're okay. They have a plan for this type of scenario. They knew it was going to happen sometime. They just didn't know this and they didn't know when, but they knew it would come and they need to stick to their plan. They may make some adjustments, but definitely don't panic. Don't make knee-jerk decisions. And again, having a diversified income plan where at least some of the things that you have are giving you some good income in the midst of this is really what it's all about.
The good news is there really are some surprisingly attractive options to generate income today, right now. Options that you may not even know exist. And you can find out how with our free retirement income analysis.
So this free retirement income analysis, this is a customized free analysis, again, geared for you, your situation, and this is going to help you discover the different opportunities that could help you generate income in retirement. Again, help you reduce your risk in retirement. There's no sales pitch, no products for sale. This doesn't cost you a dime. This is simply cost you some of your time. So this analysis, like the others, can be done over the phone or a web-based video conference. Starts with a simple 15-minute phone call. So this morning, if you save more than $100,000 or more for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule time to get your free analysis. Call 615-619-1615. Again, what you learn from this simple analysis, it could accelerate your plans to retire even by years. It could dramatically improve the lifestyle that you can afford in retirement. And again, there's no strings attached. You have nothing to lose by taking advantage of this, particularly in this window of opportunity that you have right now. So give us a call this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
And remember, that can actually lead to one of three ways to meet with us. Just a simple phone call, maybe a web-based meeting through Zoom for 15 to 30 minutes, and we're going to be opening up our office very safely for a few visits there, if you're comfortable with that. So you got lots of options. Well, our time is up for today. As always, we hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing our thoughts with you. Feel free to call us anytime. That number one last time, 615-619-1615, to learn more about how we can help you.
Or you can always go to BeaconCM.com. Again, that's Beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com to find out more information about us or to sign up for those webinars that Pete and John talked about or to listen to some of the podcast. Well, until next time, I'm Ben Christie here in studio with Pete Benson and John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And always remember that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered by Beacon Capital Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Any reference made to protection, safety, or lifetime income are generally related to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This show is for informational purposes. It should not be used for the basis of making investment decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet individual needs. Beacon is not affiliated with any other entities referenced in this broadcast. This radio show is a paid placement.